chapter 13 to 15. And after these things, it happened that I, Baruch, was standing on Mount Zion, and behold, a voice came from on high, saying to me,
Stand upon your feet, Baruch, and hear the word of the mighty God. Because you have been astonished at what has befallen Zion, you will surely be preserved until the end of times to be for a testimony. This means that if these prosperous cities ever say, Why has the mighty God brought this retribution upon us? You and those who are like you, those who have seen this evil and retribution coming upon you and your people in their own time, may say to them, This is so that the nations will be thoroughly punished, and this they may expect. And if they say in that time, when? You will say to them, All of you who have drunk the strained wine, now also drink its dregs. For the judgment of the Eminent One is without partiality. Therefore, he previously did not spare his own sons, but because they sinned, he afflicted them as his enemies. Therefore, they were once punished, that they might be forgiven. But now, you peoples and nations, all of you are guilty, because you have trodden down the earth and misused the things that were created in it. For all of you have always been benefited, but you have always been ungrateful.
And I answered and said, Behold, you have shown me the courses of times, and what will happen after these things. And you have told me that the retribution which you have spoken about will come upon the nations. And now, I know that there are many who have sinned, and who have lived in prosperity, and who have departed from the world. But there will be few nations left in those times to whom your spoken words are able to be spoken. For what is the advantage of this? Or what evil worse than what we have already seen befall us can we expect to see? But I will continue to speak in your presence. What advantage do the knowledgeable have before you, those who have not walked in vanity like the rest of the nations, and who have not said to the dead, Give life to us, but have always feared you, and have not left your ways? And behold, they have been diligent. And nevertheless, even on their account, you had no mercy on Zion. And if there are others who did evil, Zion should have been forgiven on account of the works of those who did good works, and she should not have been overwhelmed because of the works of those who acted unrighteously. But who, O Lord, my Lord, will comprehend your judgment? Who will explore the depth of your way? Or who is able to discern the majesty of your path? Who is able to discern your incomprehensible counsel? Or who of those born has ever discovered the beginning or the end of your wisdom? For all of us have been made like a breath. For just as breath ascends involuntarily and vanishes, so it is with the nature of men. They do not depart according to their own will, and they are ignorant of what will befall them in the end. For the righteous rightly have good hope for the end, and without fear they leave this habitation, because they possess a store of good works with you, which is preserved in storehouses. Therefore, they leave this world without fear. And with confidence and complete joy, they expect to receive the world that you have promised to them. But as for us, woe to us who are now being shamefully treated and who await evils at that time. But you know precisely what you have made of your servants, for we are not able to understand what is good, like you, our Creator. But I shall continue to speak in your presence, O Lord, my Lord. In the beginning, when the world, along with its inhabitants, did not yet exist, you devised and spoke with a word. And simultaneously, the works of creation stood before you. And you said that you would make a man for this world, as a guardian over your works, so that it might be made known that he was not created for the world, but the world for him. And now, I see that the world which was made for us, behold, it remains, but we, for whom it was made, depart. And the Lord answered and said to me,
You are rightly astonished about man's departure. But your judgment regarding the evils which befell those who sin is incorrect. And with regard to what you have said about the righteous who are taken away and the wicked who are prosperous, and with regard to what you have said, that man does not know your judgment, for this reason, now, listen, and I shall speak to you. Pay attention, and I shall let my words be heard. It is true that man would not have understood my judgment if he had not received the law, and if I had not instructed him in understanding. But now, because he has transgressed, having understanding, he will indeed be punished because of this understanding. And with regard to the righteous, on whose account you said that the world has come. Indeed, what is coming is also on their account. For to them, this world is a struggle and an effort with much trouble. And accordingly, what is to come will be a crown with great glory.